Judd Apatow says prosecute Trump and Republicans, they are all murderers. By Ben Q on March 31, 2020. Hollywood writer-director Judd Apatow launched another scathing attack on President Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress, describing them as murderers whose actions have caused thousands of deaths. On Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued that the efforts of Democrats in Congress to impeach the president on false grounds had distracted from the impending threat of the Chinese coronavirus. "It came up while we were tied down in the impeachment trial," McConnell said in an interview on The Hugh Hewitt Show. "And I think it diverted the attention of the government because everything every day was all about impeachment." Responding to McConnell's claim, Apatow suggested that McConnell and his fellow Republicans should face prosecution, without specifying what charges they should face. "I think the Senate Majority Leader and all of these politicians should be prosecuted when this is done for the lies which cost thousands of deaths," he wrote. "He knows Trump is a con man who lied to everyone to delay bad news and that led to thousands of additional deaths. They are all murderers." Indeed, as Breitbart's Joel Polak has reported, congressional Democrats were focused on their impeachment trial while coronavirus was spreading from China to the United States. President Trump also declared a national health emergency in January and imposed a ban on travel to and from China. Of course, Judd Apatow failed to mention these facts. It is not the first time the 40-year-old Virgin director has accused Trump of murder. Last year, Apatow said Trump's skepticism of climate alarmism was equivalent to murdering our children. "We are murdering our children," he wrote at the time. "It's as simple as that. The president could care less." The 52-year-old has previously said that Trump is both a terrorist and a Nazi. "He's a Nazi. He wants no judicial process. He kidnapped children and commits acts of violence for political gain and to support his racist views," he ranted back in 2018. "He admires violent dictators. Trump is a Nazi. The debate is over. Soon we will have proof he is a Nazi supported by the Russians." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.